Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. And if you're new to the show, we really want to invite you to really enjoy the energy that we're building here. We have live chats on my website. We're video live streaming there and on Facebook and my YouTube channel. So you can join in. If you're listening on audio, we want to welcome you because that's good old traditional radio. And thanks to our network, Transformation Talk Radio, they help us out with a lot of that. So we want to say thank you. And we have a lot of gratitude for them. I also have a lot of gratitude for the people that support and follow the show. And they show up and they give me feedback, and it's just a beautiful vibe of connection, and that's what we are enjoying every week. So I see them starting to show up over in YouTube chat, my live chat there, and I want to say hello to Shadonna and Sharon. Hello, guys. Great to see you. I'm getting some beautiful hearts from them, and a lot of love back to you as well. If you're listening over on Facebook, that's on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. I've also shared that on my two Facebook pages. Anyway, Carter in the station at TTR, he's going to help me with that if anything comes in with questions or anything like that from over there. So what are we talking about today? We are going to explore how Archangel Raguel, now that's how I pronounce it. It's R-A-G-U-E-L. This angel is a beautiful angel for the month of October as well. Shamuel is helping us throughout the month with one step at a time. Don't get overwhelmed because there's quite a bit of energy and shift happening with October. And Raguel is here to help us with, and this was interesting how this came in, because he is really known to focus on harmony, justice, fairness, balance, you know, just keeping things fair to everyone, you know, balance. You know, that's what he is. His name means friend of God. And it's about in any situation that, you know, not everybody sees eye to eye, this angel is a beautiful angel to call in. And the reason this one was calling for me to talk about today, and we're going to work with balancing our heart chakra, because that's where, when you have things in a relationship, any kind of relationship, whether it's business, friends, a connection of any type, or romantic, things can get a bit emotional when maybe we're not seeing eye to eye, or there's just disagreement, or it's ending and you're trying to resolve a situation, things like that. Raguel is a very good angel to call in for things like that. Now, also, we were talking about this last week, but Venus retrograde started on October 5th and will run through into November. That one is bringing up for us to resolve any of those connections we have in our life. Are they joyful? Do they fit where you are now? And that one gets touchy because not everybody understanding one thing or the other, and the emotions can get involved. So that's all processed through the heart chakra. So to support all the shifts that we might be experiencing this month, it just made sense to have some focus today on how Ragueal can help and how we can balance that heart chakra while we're going through and processing things. It's just a perfect combination of all of the above that we were talking about. So a little bit, let me share a little bit about how Ragueal can help with your personal life or your personal relations and just how he can help. You know, if you think of him like a mediator, you know, like, hey, okay, he's going to hear both sides of the story, and he's very good at finding a good solution that's a win-win for everybody is the way it works. But we have to make sure we're not so stubborn that we won't see that. And also, if things need to move on and you need to let things go, usually when something like that's happening, that can be emotional, but it's also probably for the best. I mean, you know, honestly, for both parties, for whatever it is. I mean, we change as we grow and we ascend. And that's when things get weird, especially when you have started with a spiritual awakening and you're just shifting and changing a lot in your life. What relationships or connections, let's call it connections, because sometimes it's literally you might be passionate about something in life at this stage of life, and then you go through an awakening or you start to grow and ascend and change, it doesn't resonate anymore. It doesn't fit you anymore. It is very normal moving forward with energy to let things go that don't fit anymore. That doesn't mean they're wrong. They're probably perfect for somebody else, but they're not a fit for you anymore, personally. That's where we have to trust what's right for us. And that's kind of tough sometimes. You know, we don't want to upset the apple cart and things like that, but sometimes it's necessary. And in the long story short, it usually ends up better for everybody. Okay. So sometimes they don't get it at first, but that's the way it is. Now, you know, all angels are a very positive, I mean, they're from the divine, they're aspects of God, which is the way I see it. And I always feel like I am asking for that assistance from divine energy and divine source whenever I'm working with an angel. I have always just had this connection with them, and I love that connection. And they have seen me through. And that's one thing that hasn't fallen away from me. I've had a lot of things shift. I've had a lot of relationships come and go, but that is a normal process when you're shifting and changing. If it's happening to you on the other end of it, maybe people have decided, no, not so much, you know, they've left you or something like that, or it's disconnected from you. Same thing. It usually means energetically that there's not a connection that way. Because if we, and just let me take a moment to explain that, when we are resonating a frequency, and we are always resonating an energy that comes from us out into the world. And we will attract what fits and matches that. Well, as you shift and change, you're going to attract in different things, and other things won't be. And it's a very natural process. Sometimes belief systems can get confusing, like, you've done something wrong, and then the guilt sets in and it holds you up, and that can be a big block. Maybe you're a very committed, loyal person, and you know this isn't right for you, so you take a really long time to do something about it. Like, you really aren't happy in this job, and you know another one would be better. Another way that works is you might feel like you're going from job to job to job, and you're floating in and out of different connections, business, you know, where you live. You just seem to be floating in and out, and nothing really seems to attach. Then don't overthink that. Don't overthink that. You are probably in a constant state of shift, and that's okay. You're probably one of the ones, and more than likely, you're one of the ones that ascends quickly at a steady rate, and it's continual. So as we shift that, our lives will change too. It just will. Some relationships will stay and be amazing, absolutely amazing, and will grow and build together. Those are things, some will stay the whole time, some won't. It's being okay if it changes. It's being okay with change. It really is. These things are all processed with emotions, with the heart. You know, do we take it personally? Do we feel, you know, negative about it? Or are we looking for a positive in the situation? Ragual can help when there's something big like that going on. And that's why we're going to work with this angel today and the heart chakra. Now, I don't know about you guys, but, and I'm seeing this over, Sharon's putting up the 11s, and yes, it is. But in the last few days, I've had 11s all over the place. And it's been a beautiful thing. And it's continual. Yesterday was the 10-10 day that I was mentioning last week. And that one, that means it's time for something new. It is time to go to that next level. In a nutshell, what is the 10-10? It's really like this. That's a number sequence, 1-0-1-0. One is the beginning. Zero is magnifying whatever it's with. And you have that doubled, so it is time to go. It's time to move on. It's time to create something brand new. And that's really where we are. With balancing your chakras, and for those that are not familiar with chakras, those are energy centers. I call them energy transformers. That's another part of my work with my specialty is energy healing. I like to do the energy healing with angelic assistance. I also receive assistance from ascended masters at times, and it's interesting when they come in because there's no doubting that that's what that is. But with energy healing, we're balancing and aligning something that might be imbalanced. For example, if your heart chakra, which is your energy of the heart, you know, your energy where you process emotions, if we have a tendency to have a lot of fear and we feel a lot of sadness. We feel a lot of rejection. We feel anger. We might feel the joy, the happiness. You see, it kind of goes from one extreme to the next. Imbalanced, that's where you'll feel a lot like life is just kicking you or you're the victim of everything. Balancing the chakra can clear out the negative energies. Now you can replace it right back. I mean, we can empty it out. We can clear it. And I'm going to help you do that today. But it also, you know, if you don't really shift and you just go and say, okay, clear my chakras, you can go right back and fill it back up with the negative if you want. But I don't recommend that, right? But I want you to experience what it feels like to have a clearing of your energy with that particular chakra. Now you, in an ideal world, you want all of your chakras balanced. I mean, you have seven major ones and then you have more beyond that. And you don't want one worked on all the time by itself. What we're doing today for time restraints and to focus on what this angel can do with the emotions in this particular month with Venus retrograde, because it's going to come up. Venus is going to show you true aspects of all the connections you have. And you're going to see good ones. You're going to see not so good. You're going to see positive. You're going to go, oh, wow, I didn't realize that before. Oh, wow, that's even better than I thought. All that's going to go all over the place for you this next couple of months here, October, November, for you to sort it, clean out the clutter, and align and strengthen for where you're going now. So that's what this is. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick short break so we can get set up here. And then when we come back, I'm going to start diving in to how Ragual can help. We're going to talk a little bit more about how he can specifically help you. And then in another section of the show, we're going to do a meditation to clear the heart chakra and just to help you on your way, because I really think this is a perfect time for that. So stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, give me the joy, make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Okay, I think we're back. Okay, that's fun. And you know what? I don't know if Carter knows this or not. We don't do energy healing on every show, but Candace can vouch for me. She's over in the YouTube chat. She's been with the show ever since we've been doing the show. And every time I want to do that kind of energy, we have weird stuff go on with the internet connection. So sorry, internet gods or whatever you are out there, we think we're back, so we're okay now. So just sit tight if that happens again, and we will get it all reconnected. We will do our best. All right. And what's really odd is that I have this thing hardwired, and it wouldn't work until I put the wireless on, and it's the same. That doesn't make any sense. If you really looked at the setup, and how could your hardwire not work and then the other? But anyway, we're back. So where were we? We're talking about Archangel Raguel and how he can help with our heart chakra. So here we go. First of all, he's the fairness. He's about, you know, equal balance. He's about balancing the life. He's about being fair to everybody. You don't have to agree. It's kind of like an agree to disagree situation. It's okay. It's respecting that someone else might be very passionate and feel very, very different from you on the other side of the fence. I mean, we're seeing a lot of that out there in the world today because of so much transition going on. Honestly, this angel is beautiful for that. You can call this angel in to help find a way to expand your awareness. Are you judging? Are you prematurely coming up with a conclusion about someone without being fair and actually really understanding their point of view? That's one of the things he can help with. And sometimes we feel like we're the victim. Also, we want to find a way not to be the victim. We don't want to always be the victim. If you have the mindset that everything is always happening to you, it can draw in that vibe, you see, and you always feel like, okay, they're just out to get me. They're out to get me. They're out to get me. And these are emotions that can cause the stress and fear, like, oh, you know, I don't know what they're thinking of me. So he's very good at helping everybody see another perspective that you may or may not agree with. You don't have to agree with it. It's more about having capacity for more than one point of view. And I know you know what I mean by that out in the world today, how that can be frustrating and you feel like, oh, wow, you know, you just want to just throw your hands up and you get frustrated with stuff like that. I understand that. I'm not saying I'm perfect at that either. I have to practice, and sometimes you have to put an effort into it. It could be you're just driving down the road and what appears as somebody cutting you off and you like, you know, they're not paying attention. Yes, I know that can happen. I know it's actually real, but we don't know what's happening in their life that day. I'm not trying to condone reckless driving. I'm just trying to give an example of how sometimes we take something like if you're passing someone on the road that you know and they don't even say hello, what's their problem kind of thing. Maybe they got something going on you're not aware of and it's none of your business anyway. It's having capacity to not take everything that comes from outside of you personally. We have a tendency to do that. If you're sensitive, you have, and I'm guilty too, guys. I have to make sure I don't do that too. So I know what that's like. Okay, he's good with that. It's like, let's just look at the bigger picture. With this type of approach, he can give you the bigger picture perspective. We've talked about that. And when you have that, it helps make sense of why things are happening the way they are. Because this life has got its ups and its downs. It's like that's the way life is here on earth. It's like you have the great things, you have the tough things. But when the tough things happen, are you looking at it like, why does this always happen to me as a victim? Or are you looking at, wow, let me see what I can figure out and learn from that to be stronger and better and rise up out of it even better? It's like that. So we're talking about some deep stuff here, but that is how this angel works. Very fair for the whole thing. And I mean, you know, sometimes we're just like, wow, bring harmony and balance. Wow. Wouldn't that be pleasant in your life? And if you're going through some shifts and changes, there you go. That's how that works. Now, I want to talk about how we can work with him. That's a little bit of what he's like. Okay. So what about the color and how could we work with him? He's very much associated with a very pale blue, a soft pale blue. It's a very calm, gentle color. You can, if you love your stones and crystals, turquoise is a good one. Angel light is a good one. Blue stones in general can help with the connection. There you go. He works through communication. And most of the time, he's working through your throat chakra. Okay, so he's communicating. He works that way with you. So why are we using them with the heart chakra? Because if you think about it, if you are listening to what's right for you, if you're listening to what's right for another and respect boundaries, respect their choices, not take it personally, kind of thing like that, and not be afraid to make a decision for yourself if you need to do something, now you're listening. That's coming through throat. He can help you that way. And in line, that's right beside the fourth chakra, which is right at your heart, right in the center. And when you're processing all the stress that all the imbalance is causing, all of the disharmony is causing, now you're aligning and balancing your heart chakra. You see, it's kind of working with the two, really. So it's kind of interesting how this one works. Now, the heart chakra, like I said, because the reason we're focusing on this today is the heart chakra will feel October's energy. It just will, because of the Venus retrograde that's going into any connection that you have. It's going into the connection you have with yourself. Another thing that he's very good at helping you with is the self-respect for yourself, respecting yourself. Honoring what's right for you. Are you fair to yourself? You know, it's really hard to wrap your brain or your mindset around being fair to someone else if you can't even be fair to your own self. You know, like it's because we reflect off each other at times, you know, you can see that. And some of the things that we experience with others is something that we really need to learn with ourselves. And you know, if you take that approach and just go that way with it, even if you don't understand it, you don't think there's anything to learn. I've done that. And I always see something that I can respect and honor and send love to. And then that helps me forgive and let it go. I've been misunderstood plenty. That's a tough one. I've been misunderstood a lot. And I can't, you know, I could let it affect me. It used to. I could let it tear me up. I could let it hurt me, take it personally, try to over-explain and fix it. But you know what? Maybe that's just not where I need to be or resonate anymore. So I have done that in the past. I have, years ago, I've had to do that. And I've had to just go, you know, no, this just isn't right for me. You know, and everybody has a right to do that. Everybody. You may not understand it sometimes, but it's a respect for one another and a respect for yourself. Raziel can help you see what you might be missing with that. And when he's working through the throat chakra, we're learning how to listen and we're learning how to speak our truth, right? We're learning how to communicate. That communication is going to resolve a lot of the heart chakra stress on the emotional part. I'm not saying you're not going to miss something if it goes away, because of course you will. If it's something you really are like, I don't know if I can do this. Of course, it's the unknown. But you don't know what this world has to offer until you expand. It's an expansive month, remember? Remember that the Libra new moon brought in expansion to explore, go beyond, go further than you've ever gone. If you're all tangled up with what's going on in your life, all the dramas, all the stress, sometimes we have to detach. Sometimes we have to just clear it all out and we have to clean the slate off. We have to take some time to go inward and just settle things down. So you can see clearly what you want to do next. So things like that really, really matter. We're not going to take another break because we just took a really long one when we had the internet interesting thing. So what I want to do now, is everybody doing okay over in chat? You guys still there? Let me know. If you have any questions, throw them out there. Because what I want to do in just a moment is I want to start taking you through a heart clearing meditation. So if you can't do it right now, you can always grab the archive and listen to it later because we record everything. But I want you to experience how you can clear it and how you can have some empowerment with that. I mean, you don't want to feel helpless and you don't want to feel overwhelmed all the time. You don't want to feel like you can't sleep. You don't want to feel afraid of choices. You don't want to feel like they're just wearing you out. Okay. Sometimes we just have to clean that out. And it's something, a beautiful thing that Michael has shown me. Because, you know, years ago he showed me here. This was kind of what happened in a vision I had. It was like, I'm going to show you how to use this sword to help cut all this stuff away that's just tangling you up. And so now when I ask for his assistance with clearing, I ask, can I borrow your sword for a moment? It's different because I feel empowered to be a participant in clearing, in healing. Not like, hey, can you come take all this and fix it for me? Because it changed what I received from it. It started shifting, like they want you to be more empowered. They want you to be more empowered. So I have so many things that he did for me with that. So quickly, let's see. We have a question. And this is comes from Hello Speak to Spirits. Hello, welcome to the show. It says, I read for people, but their emotions are affecting me physically and causing me depression and anxiety. I've been having insomnia and stomach problems too. Okay. This is a good one for you. I'm glad you're here today. I had that happen to me before, and I realized that happened to me years ago when I didn't know, and I would get these crazy fevers of like 104, 105, and there's no reason to have it, and it was my body trying to process all the energy. When we're reading people or doing energy healing, you are tapping into that energy of the other person. Obviously, you know that. Sometimes we take it on and don't realize. It happens to everybody. It's happened to me. Sometimes we take that on as it's our energy, and we're trying to process someone else's energy like it's our energy, and it will cause what you're describing, this overload, and it's like the energy is just stuck, and it's not passing through. It can happen to the best of us. And it's a reality check for people in this field or line of work, how draining and how wearing out it can be to be in that energy. Sometimes I can just go to the grocery store. Everybody's friendly. Everybody's fine. There's no incidents of any type. And I come home completely drained. And I realized I didn't seal off. I didn't shield up to not absorb, and I have to clear. Then I have to take time to clear it off. And so, what I'm suggesting, and it can affect the different chakras. Insomnia, it's the energy is just, you know, go 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 go. The stomach is the third chakra, so it's kind of hitting the power center for you, and it's like, who's controlling the ship here? This energy, whatever you might be reading for people, before and after you read, you can actually put a shield up that will clear and help it pass through so you can read it, but not to keep it. And be aware of, okay, after the reading, I need to clear that off. I started, and sometimes you can use, believe it or not, I have one right here. Sometimes you can use crystals that can help kind of keep that clarity for you. Make sure you're drinking a lot of water after a reading or when you're doing energy healing as well. So I hope that helps you. I totally get what you're saying because sometimes the gift is just there. I had an experience last night that took me for a loop and I couldn't go back to sleep after that because sometimes I just get interesting visions and connection to the other side that I wasn't asking for, but there was something I needed to learn or understand with that. So I know what that's like because I'm actually a little tired right now, but I feel okay. So I'm going to take some breaks after this show. So let's take this. You are so welcome. He's saying thank you. You are so welcome. The water is a conduit and will help flush energy out. So make sure you're drinking a lot of water. Use some crystals. The dark black crystals like onyx and tourmaline can help protect. Because people don't mean to give you a lot of energy like that. It's just sometimes we just are like sponges. If you are intuitive and you connect, that's one of the things you've got to learn how to do the hard way usually, is it passes through. We don't keep it. So that's the thing to help you out with it. Okay, let's do a little bit of clearing because I think we could all use it, right? So let's do that. All right, everybody, wherever you are, if you need to do this later because it helps to close your eyes, you don't have to because you really don't need to, if you're watching the video, you don't really need to see me to do this. But I'm going to keep my eyes open so I don't hit the wrong button because I'm known to do that and keep an eye on the signal. So here's the deal. We want to start with our breath because your breath is your life force, okay? If you've never done this, your breath is your life force. So you want to tap in and pay attention to your breath. If you're sitting, just be comfortable. You can lay down, just be comfortable. If you're, I'm standing. Did you know that I always stand through this whole thing? I just do better standing up. And feel your feet. Be aware of the bottom of your feet because that's going to anchor you. You want to be grounded to do meditations. You don't want to just go off. Okay. You want to be anchored in. So you're grounded. So you feel the bottom of your feet and your shoes. It's going to bring you in and keep you anchored. And just take some slow, deep breaths. Just take them in deep and then blow out. Do it at a comfortable pace. You might feel like you're breathing shallow at the beginning. Be aware of your breath. If your shoulders are up here, you're shallow breathing. It's tension. Bring it back down. Be aware. And try to put your hands on your belly so you can feel your belly expand so you're taking the breath fully in. This is not avoiding life. We're taking life in. So keep going with that slow breath, just in and out. Okay. Just do that a couple of more times. Sometimes you get lightheaded. You might be going too fast or taking too slow. And something called the heart breath is a 4-count in, 4-count out. So that one is very slow. You may have to build up to that. Just depends. Some people can do it right off. Some people, no. If you have a cold or something, you might not be able to do that. But if you were to take a breath in on a 4-count, 2, 3, 4, and then let it out in the same pace, 2, 3, 4, staying with that, very in, slow, very out, slow, just in, out, slow on that 4-count, it calms everything right down. You're tapping in, you're settled, you're switching off fight or flight. It's reducing the anxiety. And now that we're in that breath, we're slowing down that breath, take a moment to be aware of your emotions. Pay attention. Acknowledge the ones you have. What have you been feeling preoccupied with? Acknowledge it. Don't get caught up in it. Just acknowledge it. What's got you worried? What's overloading you? What's causing the conflicts for you? Just see it as a passing, a passing thought. Just see it. Okay, I acknowledge it. It passes through. That's all you need to do. And these are the things that we want to clear. So Ragul is saying, take these things that are troubling you and just pick them up and move them into a place where it's like take them and put them in a box. You know, you see these little thoughts floating around. You're going to grab, I don't understand this. I don't know why this is, all that. put it in a box, and that box is labeled, I am going to surrender and detach this. So if you kind of visualize this, you're putting them in the box and seal it, close it. And then you hand it to Raguel, hand it to your guardian angel. You're visualizing this. You're just kind of taking this stroll. And when you do this, it's helping you to detach. Now, another way to do this is Michael's sword. And Michael comes in too. That's another option. And I use it to just cut the cords that I see I'm attached to. Cut them everywhere. Go all the way around, underneath, around the sides, the back, the top. But if you feel these emotions are just taking over life, or like the other gentleman was saying, or the other person here was saying that, you know, they were reading people and they were feeling stuck with the energies, those are energies that would go in the box. That's somebody else's to process. You know, it's not ours to process. We have to detach from that. We don't need to process everybody else's. We need to process our own. That would go in the box. And the box, we're handing over. We're just going, you know what? I don't need this anymore. I don't need this energy. I don't need to feel all of this just tearing me up like this. You hand it over. To me, I think that's one of the best ways to do it. It's a great way to feel free. And you can take all the time you need as you're just taking a moment to breathe slowly, acknowledge these things that are affecting you, and just put them in that box and go. Just put them in that box and go. You may feel emotions start to flood. You may feel sensations of chills. You may feel the goosies or whatever you want to call them. I do sometimes. I'm feeling them right now, actually, because I can feel you guys out there a little bit. And as you're doing these, and you can do this as much as you need to. So if you're going through a lot, you may have to just stop for 5 minutes. Okay, hang on. I got to put that in the box. Okay, I'm giving you some quick stuff to use in real life. It's not like I don't have time to sit down and meditate for an hour. You got 5 minutes to go sneak off in the corner and get yourself together though, right? This can help. This can help a lot. And ask Raguel to help you see the balance and the fairness for the situation. After you ask, you just go about your day and forget about it. You move on. You get busy. You just start doing something else. You don't have to sit there and go, okay, and keep overanalyzing it. We're not really letting it go and putting it in the box if we do that. Think of it that way. And then after you are done filling that box with all that stuff that's just weighing you down with emotions, if those emotions come up, if you want to cry, if you want to feel joy, if you want to take a nap, if you just feel elated and light and you want to, whatever you might feel, be okay with it, because everybody responds differently when their energy's cleared. I've had people tell me they cried for 4 days and they didn't understand why. Well, because it was finally coming off. Tears are a way the body removes energy. Another way is to go and exercise. Go do something active. Go for a walk in the outside in nature. Get busy with a creativity craft or art form or garden, anything. Go cook something in the kitchen, you know, things like that. Clean your house, organize your closet. Anything to just get your mind somewhere else, because you've asked. You only have to ask once. You say thank you. You have gratitude for the assistance, and the information will come in time. It will. Now, after you've cleared and emptied out and filled that box, and don't trust me, that box, you can just keep putting stuff in that box when it pops up. Some of the same stuff might pop up over and over again. It's okay. Pull the box out, throw it in, shut the lid. Okay, because it's a way for you to energetically detach from it. If you put it in and shut the lid, you've let it go. Okay, and then don't go opening the lid and take it back. Okay, don't do that. And sometimes you got to do it again, but that's all right. Those tough, deep-seated emotions might do that. You just go and do it again. You're like, how did you get out of the box? Go back in the box. That's where you go. We don't need it anymore. Anything that's derailing you, draining your energy, affecting, distracting you, taking up all this time when you could have been more productive with something else, that's something that you want to check, put in the box, okay? There's another way you can do this. Sometimes there are important things that are something we need to resolve. We're not putting things in the box to avoid. We're putting things that we need to clear and balance. Okay, some things need to go and that's it. They go away because they're not ours or it's dysfunctional or toxic, all that. Another box would be, I know I need to resolve this, so I'm going to put it in this box to take a break, clear my chakras, strengthen my energy, then I'll go back to that to deal with it. That's a different box. I know some things are like that. Don't put the things in the other one that you are avoiding. Put that in the other one. I know, now I'm getting complicated with the boxes, but this is really a big deal, and it helps a lot. Sometimes you just have to sort this stuff and put it somewhere. And know, okay, I don't need that. Yes, this, no, that. Then after you're done, give yourself a big, deep breath and push that last breath out. That helps release, okay? After that, that same day, if you can, do salt baths. Do showers and pour the salt on. I mean, anything like that can help clear. If you live near an ocean, go jump in a body of salt water. Do that. Maybe not right here. We got all this weather from that hurricane coming up here. Can you believe that? That might be what was happening. They warned us we would have power things today. I know. I'm in Virginia, but that hurricane's coming to dump water and stuff on us. The other thing is drinking a lot of water, like I mentioned earlier. You want to drink a lot of water. You really do. Drink the water. It helps to flush it out. The other thing is tend to your needs. Are you eating well? Do you need to eat more nutritiously? Self-care is very important when you're clearing and balancing. It's part of the clearing and balancing. It's the continuation of it after you do something like this. Michael is fantastic for cutting cords. Absolutely call on him. The reason we brought in Raguil today was because of how life and what's going on out there in the world, what's happening in our individual lives with all this shift. Are we seeing it clearly? Are we judging? Are we judging ourselves? Are we being too hard on ourselves, someone else? Is somebody being that way to us? You want to detach from being the victim of that. Let it go. You don't want to be victim of your own wrath and being hard on yourself. And a lot of times we can be the worst critic of everything we're trying to do. Are you just stifling your life down like that? So make sure you're really looking at this for the truth that it is. Venus will bring up what needs to be dealt with. This needs to go. This needs to stay. Sometimes those things that don't seem to be working, it's not that they're going to go away. Maybe you just need to approach it differently. Maybe you need to expand and see a different perspective, things like that. So that was a quick kind of overview. And I know we were talking and on a show, it's really hard to do the official, like, okay, let's just do it like this. But I want to give you little tidbits and explain it. So when you're out in the world and you need 5 minutes to get detached from an energy, you know how to do it. And this is a great way to do it. Some people do it differently. Now, after you clear, I don't want to forget this. After you clear your energy, make sure you shield up, okay? Especially if you have a tendency to absorb energy outside of yourself, okay? It's very easy to do right now. And you may even feel the dimensions and the other side sometimes if you're connected that way because it's really thin right now, and I'm experiencing quite a bit with it too. and being aware, like, wait, was that here or was that somewhere else? And, you know, it's just, it's overlapping a little bit. You may find that you're losing track of time sometimes, or it's like, well, how did that just happen? I thought it was 5 minutes and 6 hours passed, stuff like that. It's just the it's the shifting. It's the shifting. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just, it's shifting. Obviously, if you have medical stuff going on, please get that checked out. This is not to avoid that. This is to help you soothe your soul, help you soothe and balance your own chakras. Feel empowered that you can do something about how you're feeling about things. You can take care of that. You can take your own trash out, right? That's what I mean. It's not like, oh, I need somebody else to do it for me. It really has shifted, and the angels have been telling me that now for about a year and a half, that they've been calling me to share things like that with you. So you know that it's not dependent on somebody else. It's not about even me doing everything for you. It's about helping you know that you can figure it out yourself, that you can do things for yourself. To me, that's huge and so very important. So, okay, quickly, before we go, how did everybody do? I see a lot of activity over there in the chat. Let me see how everybody's doing. Labradorite and selenite and amethyst when she does readings. Yes, Jody, absolutely. You wouldn't believe what I got over here. I have all kinds of stuff. I have my angelite and I have my tourmaline. Because I feel a lot of energy too. And then I have great, big, beautiful ones here. See, I don't know if you can see this. I don't know. I'm not a hand model like that. Okay. I have all kinds of stuff and I have lots of quartz and I always have my amethyst because that's, you know, how I want to send love to you. I have a sphere of quartz that represents you. It's a complete round sphere. It's a clear quartz. And whenever I'm sending out love and energy and healing energy, which I'm doing right now. So if you just take a moment, you might feel that. I use that round quartz because it represents the world. So that's just what I do. Now, we have also, who else do we have? I got a new boy. Oh, they're talking about their crystals. Oh, you're welcome. Absolutely. Speaks to Spirits is thanking me. So you are more than welcome. Many blessings right back to you. Got a new water bottle, large rose quartz. Candace is talking about so healing. So every time she drinks water from it, she's healed. Yes. Yeah, you can clear and you can infuse your water with the crystals. Remember to put them out in the full moon. I like to put them out in the full moonlight too because it re-energizes. Some of them don't need that, but in general, I just stick them out in the sunlight because the solar is very good energy, very good energy. We also have Raguel, so exactly who I needed. I have never heard of him. Perfect, perfect. Well, I'm glad you were here today. And David is saying, late. Oh, you are late. You've been early and now you're thanks. The hurricane. Yeah, the hurricane's been a bit, it's been a hurricane season. And so, everybody out in the chat, I want to say thank you for being here with us. Guys, if you want to know any more about what's going on, we are working on the group thing. We had to figure out how we were going to do it. So we are working on it. It's a bit to put together. So just bear with us. We are going to have that out in a couple of weeks as soon as we can get it all working right. I'm not going to just throw it out there. I'm one to make sure things have been thought through. I'm just that way. I like quality control. I just want to put it out so it's enjoyable for you and it's worth it for you. We are almost out of time. Oh my gosh, that was fast. Oh my goodness. But we are doing good stuff today. I mean, heart chakra, I hope everyone felt that they feel empowered by that. I hope you did. And thank you, Raguel. Thank you, Michael. And thank you for joining us and supporting the show. We're out of time, so we'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
Yeah. You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.